This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Sometime between now and September, a small constellation about 3,000 light-years from Earth may host a striking show for stargazers. Within the constellation is a binary system called the Blaze Star. It comprises a white dwarf, the remnant of a dead star, and an ancient red giant, a dying star. As the gravitational pull of the white dwarf, which is about the size of our planet and has a mass comparable to that of the Sun, strips the remaining hydrogen from the red giant, it causes a buildup of heat and pressure. That buildup will then trigger a thermonuclear explosion so enormous that it's expected to be visible with the naked eye for about a week. Rebecca Hounsell, an assistant research scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, said, "It's a once-in-a-lifetime event that will create a lot of new astronomers out there. It'll fuel the next generation of scientists." This past weekend, a 26-year-old Pennsylvania woman drowned after being swept over a waterfall in Glacier National Park. The woman fell into the water above St. Mary Falls around 5:20 p.m. on Sunday. She was washed over the 35-foot-tall waterfall and trapped underwater for several minutes. Bystanders pulled the woman from the water and administered CPR until emergency responders arrived. She was declared dead at 7 p.m. Drowning is one of the leading causes of death in Glacier National Park, according to the National Park Service. For more than a year, Montana's State Health Department has been embroiled in a sweeping effort to, quote, unwind, unquote, the state Medicaid program, conducting a mass eligibility review of every person enrolled in the public health program, which provides health coverage for many lower-income residents. That so-called unwinding, conducted after federal officials lifted pandemic-era restrictions on striking people from the Medicaid rolls last year, has seen the state remove more than 135,000 Montanans from Medicaid. Most of those removals, nearly two-thirds, have been because prior enrollees didn't provide information the department had requested for verifying their eligibility status. That's a paperwork or reporting error, rather than a review finding them ineligible. The traditional Medicaid population, children, older people, and those with disabilities, and people covered by Montana's Medicaid expansion, single adults who are eligible for the program because of their lower monthly income, have been dropped from coverage. Legislative budget staffers calculate that the decline in Medicaid enrollment will create a $202 million budget surplus, though mostly for federal funds. Analysts estimate that $40 million of the savings would come from the portion of the Medicaid budget paid for with state dollars. There is a state match to federal dollars for Medicaid. Lawmaker reactions to the department's Thursday update were split by party affiliation. Democrats, who have repeatedly used the Medicaid unwinding as a political cudgel against the administration of Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, questioned Director Charlie Brereton about the department's next steps in trying to reach back out to people who lost coverage because of communication lapses. Senator Chris Pope, Democrat of Bozeman, said, "We have a fair number of folks who just sort of disappeared off the map here. There's probably some folks that were on the rolls that still would like to be on the rolls and would still qualify. Do we just close the book on this?" Pope asked. Brereton, in short, said, "Yes. The department is not planning to continue any public messaging or outreach campaigns related to redetermination." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.